Hoya, Please be listened to our precious and holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation that's the bodhicitta or altruistic intention. However, I have to attain the supreme, perfect, and complete enlightenment or the state of Buddhahood in order to benefit all mother sentient beings as vast space. In order to generate the precious holy bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, If someone wants to meditate upon the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention, before that, he or she needs to contemplate about the meaning of the bodhicitta or how it generated through the cause and conditions. And before contemplating about the bodhicitta, you have to listen to the bodhicitta, not once chant again and again subject about the bodhicitta. Therefore, if I bring the example of the bodhicitta here, it's very important to listen to the Dharma. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that dona dagi simjen thamje ju thendo sanje ju khoba rim bo chen thoba cha te thoba cha wa chedu te du la lab gu sum ba tar ge therefore the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that in short we have to attain the Buddhahood or the state of enlightenment. As we need to attain that enlightenment, we have to train upon the method or the process of the path. And in order to train and understand the process of path, we have to listen about it. Therefore, the listening dharma is very important. Therefore, the great scholars in Singapore, in order to inspire us, in order to interest towards the Dharma, he expressed about the benefits of listening Dharma. And after that, he said, And after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that be respect to the master, and then the precious and holy teachings, the meaningful teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas and other scholars. After that, he said that if someone really needs to practice the Dharma, someone really wants to listen to the Dharma, then he or she needs to understand how to listen to the Dharma. Therefore, he expressed about the how to listen to the Dharma, be abandon those three faults, and be require or you need the six recognitions in order to listen to the Dharma, in order to success the listening Dharma to the Dharma. Therefore, I just repeat to you, you understand this very well, as you have listened many times from the different masters. And then from the master side also, someone who taught the Dharma, and he has to think about the benefits of talking Dharma, and then after that, how to do respect to the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then the precious teachings. And then what type of motivations the Dharma talkers or the master needs, and how activities he should be teach the Dharma. Teringe de kapsu baba de la ya chikchu sheba bo chu shebe si la ya ani kapsu baba yore de ya ani chengol ma chu jebo zongo ba chimbe wi chu chu shebe kapsu ya ani chi chu shi gen la ya chu nyen ba ya ani chi chu ku ba chu shi chu du ku ba ina ani de la ya ne de la ya chu chu nyen de ne du rung mi rung ani da je chen ni de si chu nyen de ne du rung wa ina ani de la ya chu de ngo re song la re yang ji chu nyen ba bu chi chi nyen ba bu ngwe ni ya chi chu de ba bu la ya ma gu ba ina yang nyen ba bu de ga bu ba ba ina ani de la ya chu de ngo re song la re When someone talks the Dharma to the listener, they might be requires to teach the Dharma. They requires, they offering the mandala offering, and then they requires to teach the Dharma, give the they need the Dharma, and then master knows the those listeners are really the Dharma listener. Then the master should be taught the Dharma to them. And someone who is time to talk the Dharma, and then those students or the listeners, if they need the Dharma, then Master should be taught the Dharma when the time is correct, when the disciples has the such and such the recognitions and the favorable conditions, then the Master should talk the Dharma. And the great scholar Sinkhava and said that Jendasonza energy Then when the someone who needs the Dharma, the disciple or listener, they want to listen to the Dharma, when they request to the Master, and then Master told them, oh, how can I express the difficult meaning and extensive Dharma to you? It's very profound, it's very extensive. Such a humble person like me, I cannot explain the Dharma to you. I cannot explain the Dharma to you. It's very difficult to explain. The Dharma Master talk like that. Even sometimes the Great Master, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and then other Gelugpa Master, and then Kekuba Master, and Nyingma Master, and then other types of Master, when they sit on a even on a very high throne, and they talk like that to, oh, it's very difficult to talk the Dharma to you, such a humble person like me. Because of that, they reduce their pride, the deluded pride, they reduce their deluded pride and ego when they talk the Dharma. After that, when the students request, then they explain about the Dharma. So like that too, and then such a person like me, it's very difficult to talk the Dharma to you. Very extensive, very profound meaning. Very hard meaning about the Dharma. For example, the subject of the Bodhicitta, the subject of the emptiness. The emptiness is very profound. It needs many reasons to understand. I don't have many reasons to establish the emptiness. And the Bodhicitta also, it depends on the thoughts of the loving kindness, compassion. Such the real compassion and loving kindness is very difficult to generate to us, to me. So it's very difficult to express to you. Therefore, I remember that it said, one master said that, Tabshun te jo ko jo ba, te je pa ni ka ba ni. Sumbatar, mwene tang ne denpa re, ane ngarang je mwene ya, ane je yudha jebyu nam sha, tabda, tabshun je nam sha, Judila then Jebuddin Jungres on Susanganya and you called Jirba Yinza, Muslim the Mashia but a called Jirba, and Mongba then the Yoba Yinza, and Kenanzola Judila then Jebuddin Jungres. Lam di Gomna Jebuddin Jiris, Lam di Gomna Topa di Jiris, Siedi, and Shuedi, and in Munetane, and in Jiokabure. Therefore, one master said that someone who obscure or someone who don't understand upon the subject of the cause and effect, as according as the Dharma, then if someone is obscure and he is ignorant upon the cause and effect, then such a person like me, I cannot express to you, if you meditate this path, if you train this path, you will attain these realizations. If you practice and listen that path, and then taking course, then you will arise that high realization. Such and cause and effects is very obscure to me. Then from my side, it's very hard to explain the Dharma to you. Mm. tenda sangza tharingi kapsuwa veda, chi dhisha la ya, ani chue tenbe kapsuwa ya, ani dhisha khaan la ya chue ten rungwa da, ani ten mi rungwa re sung yindu zamba la, yu khaan la sheba da mi shebe keba, chamgola ma chue jebo zongwa ba chenbe sung yindu, ani chamgola ma chue jebo zongwa ba chenbe ki, dhende sung yada, do le ma sewa mi cha wo she sung batar, sewa ma da ba mi she jen, sewa deba la, ni da ba da, ni du shena ma sewa ya, she du rungwa ni, ani tingin zingi jebo le, chue ge chenbe che gine, dede che lo se dam na, rab ge da ge ma lab she, Thomasi de jeba che, kyun ni she shin ke yi na, da ni chenbe dindu ne, da ge che da, she ni she chue ge te ge jeba che, che du jeba mi cha yi, ne la tang ni, Nella Taba Chenisha, Kedemin Shigur, not Samataka Shepacha, She, Sunso, She and Duedole, Dubala Gang the Chim Shepherd, Nembala do the Chim Shep, Nevala do the Chim Shepherd. So these are to whom the Dharma talker or master should talk the Dharma. And it said that someone who is standing, the Dharma master is standing, and then students who is sitting down, then the master should not be taught the Dharma who is sitting, and then master is standing in front of him. And also someone who lying or sleeping on the bed, and then the master is sitting near or the standing, and that time he should not taught the Dharma who is sleeping on the bed. And then also the master sitting on the low seat, and then the student sitting on the high seat, and that also not a proper to teach the Dharma. And also positive and negative way also. And Dharma master follow after, and then the students walk front of the master, then what master should not be taught the Dharma when the student is go in front of him. And also on the when they're walking on the road or so on, at that time it's not proper time to talk the Dharma. And also sometimes when the new student comes, then they're wearing some heads or the cape on their head, they are also not right to talk the Dharma. And also there are some few other to whom should not talk the Dharma, someone who's dressing like this, and then someone who seems like very relaxed to their, that time it should not talk the Dharma. And also, when the student listen to the Dharma, they should not be adorned with some jewelry. And also someone who ride the horse, elephant, when they're riding the horse and elephant, and then the master should not be taught to them Dharma. And also we have to take off our shoes when we listen to the Dharma or you listen to the Dharma. Therefore, it said that someone who wearing the shoes, then the master should not talk the Dharma to them. And also someone who has gun, knife, and then sticks on his or her hand, at that time the master should not be taught the Dharma. And here the great scholar Tsingkhapa expressed about the to whom should not talk the Dharma, and then in this way, and without this, then the master should talk the Dharma. After this, how to dedicate after the listening and after the talking the Dharma. As the subject here, what we talk about, how to listen to the Dharma, how to teach the Dharma, and after that, how to dedicate from the student side, disciple side, as you listen to the Dharma many times. So at the end, we always dedicate here as our traditions. That's well. In Tibetan, we say that Judo Tumondo Jidar Chawa. Ani che nyamba pun lam je che su shin do ne ani che tyamba pu gen ya ani nga che su shin do ani she be che la ya ani ju do ngo wa khon de chu re so che nyamba pu ani ngo wa me lam khon de sna ngo wa re ani che tyamba pu ani che ngo tyen de ngo wa da me lam khon de sna ngo re jang bol lam che je bo zong ga bo chim be tyen de sung re the great scholars in Singapore said that just I repeat it, even it's very hard, word by word, I can explain. If you want to train more or learn more, then you will read the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. Then it will indicate you and show you how to listen to the Dharma. Then the Dharma, the Lama Kumbha Tse Shenghan Nishi, Shishin Yemun Che Minbe, the Tso Yangba Jishin Tunis, Yang Sungwar, Chugi Jinba Jinbe, Negapsu, Chik Jinba Lai, Chugi Jinba, Sansingi Jinbe, Mijibi Jinba, Jinba Sumye Benani, and Chugi Jinba Jinbe Kapsu, Sem Yamon Shengi Sem Dar Te, Sem Sangochi, Shien Tower, the Tabola Soka Tata Pani, and Chu Tian Wu Race, Lama Kumasu, Singore, the Sumbatia, the Kiju Indian Jisunglaya, and Kung Du Yasare. Then the great masters, when they taught the Dharma, they expressed that there are three types of the giving or the generosity, or the generosity of the materials or the some objects, and the generosity of the protection, someone who is difficult in the life, and we should protect them, and then the giving practice of the teaching of the Dharma. And here what we're talking about the giving practice of the Dharma or the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha and then Indian scholars such as like Aryasanga Nagarjuna and the Lama Tsongkhapa and such. When we give the Dharma to the students, then the Dharma talker or the master should be have a very good motivation. Motivation lacking of the deluded mind or deluded mental factor. It refers to the Indian scholar Vasubandhu. Vasubandhu said that in Tibetan, we said, Shijin Yomun Che Minbe, Dozo Yangda Jishin Tun. When you give the Dharma to the others, give the Dharma without the delusions such as pride, I might thought that, oh, if I taught the Dharma to the students, they will respect me. My reputation goes very well. Such motivation should not be held by myself. Mm. And then also at the end of the Bodhipatha Pradip or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. The lamp for the path to enlightenment is a one root text which was written by the Indian scholar Guru Atisha in Tibet. In that root of text, the lamp for path to enlightenment, the Guru Atisha said that Shanju Ryuji Selta Doso Jishin Shepa is the Siddhanta Ushurta. Kangdar ge loma sangbo chanchu wiji guba la teni eni shogo ji panya di shakuran ji eni doni eni sheba nangshin eni chidawa shindo eni yangdaba eni dol dini eni dela nyegi eni sheba eni sungyo le dende che eni gogo wa teni dende indi zambala nga dhavu chigi chik doda denchwe la chik hong tong shira shira eni shuitugu mendo ra eni sosu kazi kanyo chinyo shi eni techimbo ra da. So the Guru Atisha said at the end of the lamp for the path to enlightenment, he said that the wise disciple Changchu will request to me to compose the lamp for the path to enlightenment. I compose it and I refuse those teachings to the sutra. Guru Atisha said that. So a person like me is very difficult to refer to the Shastra or the teachings of the great scholars and then refer to the Shakyamuni Buddha. I need the many verses memorizing I don't have. Therefore, it's very difficult to talk the Dharma to you. 两小时前呢去去中国看了图嗯去给嗯中国的电波三节世界图罢了嗯图罢了嗯空图三节电波世界图罢了空图国王。And in other way, it said that the waters where it comes from, the water comes from the snow mountain, top of the snow mountain. Like that example, someone who taught the Dharma, and then they refers to the verses and teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So that's how we should talk the Dharma. And I remember that in the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, there are two ways of how to teach the Dharma. 确定记了，你以为，你以为哪里？去哪里的确定记的？你干嘛来去的确定记？天涯哪里的？开发人就确定记怎么了？那是确定的是去的五孙孙雄了啦，去就孙让你去的，到等到人去多少养的吧，罗宾就拿他吧去用过的。Therefore, the one the traditional of how to teach the Dharma, in the when the beginning of the stage of the path to enlightenment, there are three methods of way, and then one is that the purity of speech of the master. That means the master's speech should be correct. It's for me sometimes it's not easy to talk the Dharma. If my speech is wrong speech.And then Dharma goes to the wrong Dharma, and one student might be thought that, oh, it's right, and then that wrong conception goes to the other students, and then it makes a misstep too. Like the printing method too. If some people who print the Dharma text and then grammar book and so on too.When they don't do care about the printing, then one printing letter, it makes a thousand mistakes. If it write in a spelling, for example, if he should be write an apple, A-P-P-L-E, too. And then banana, B-A-N, like that. If there's a one spelling wrong, then the children thought that, oh, that spelling is a right spelling, too. But that's if one spelling is wrong, then children thought that, oh, that spelling is wrong, right spelling. And then,That mistake makes the children's the wrong mistake too. So like that example, when such a person like me talk Dharma, it's not easy. When it carry on the practice, it's more harder. When it check on the meditate, it's more harder. But very fortunate that if you concern the other way, be listen the Dharma, be practice the Dharma,And then when we're thinking about the benefits, then the benefits is more better and better. Someone who listens the Dharma, that's more benefit. The great scholar Tsongkhapa said that. Someone who practices the Dharma, then there's more benefit. It said that it's like the sugar cane tree, true. The sugar cane tree, inside there's an essence, true. So like that, in the practice, there is an essence. Mm.听着嗓子，养起这么精明的一个刀啊，刀啊，三个刀啊，听着是吧？三个刀啊，俺三个刀位，菜花汤不多，你不清楚，提人三个刀位，菜花松。So this month is the month of the Buddha Shakyamuni, in Tibetan calendar, which is called that Sagadawa, the fourth, the first day left already, the second day left already.Like the Mother Day, too. The Mother Day passed away last week, too. And the 2 days passed away of the Sagadawa. Today is the third day of the Sagadawa, the month of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And in this month, someone who do the Dharma, it has more benefits, more fruits, more effect, more result.听得上在三个大瓦地那那些解决起来呢？哎，这解决配瓦的，解决切偏切瓦的，解不切瓦的，这用过一晚上。哎，这其他马上是没些地那了，南北京北上呢，学习也进步了。没些去了学习，那就考过学习过了，落去了学习过了，落去了学习的考过了。因为大瓦去学过，你也考过了，听得上在提前听得大不了，好像是这趋势都马上哇，嗯，学习的开始进步认识了。是吧？所以那么是挺弱的。 So when we calculate in our life, the practice in one life, not easy, difficult, that's true. Kadamba Geshe Chekhapa said that in a 60 years life of human being, just only 5 years, maybe good life for practice of Dharma, the rest of the 55 years, we wasted. The Geshe Chekhapa said that. So in our life, life with the Dharma practice is very hard. And 1 year practice the Dharma with the success, very difficult, not easy. If you want to, you are taking some 3 years retreat, then it can be a success. But without the retreat, it's very hard to practice the Dharma, because all the environment outside is supposed to us to create, develop our delusions, anger, attachment, jealousy, or ignorance, and so on too. So in 1 year also, practice the Dharma is very difficult. So in this month, the month of Shakyamuni Buddha, at the beginning we should be proper our motivation to practice the Dharma, as much as we can listen, as much as we can read, as much as we can offering. How can we do? We will do our mind and physical body, speech to practice the Dharma in this month. It's very important. We should not miss this chance. Dhamma Chumme De Rangi Ki Jeba Namdala Ya Ngarang Suye Chi Deba Ina Dhamma Chumme De Rangi Thangbo Thangbo Chengshu Shio Tu Tuk Ye Ani Padu Geba Changme Sumbo So Sang Tharung Ngoba Zoba Sang Ye Yor If we watch the very wonderful and excellent the deeds of the Shakyamuni Buddha, at the beginning Buddha Shakyamuni has generated the bodhicitta mind, the loving kindness, compassion, and then he practiced even after even, and after that he received his goal, he achieved his ultimate goal, final goal, what we call the full enlightenment, complete enlightenment, supreme enlightenment. He got that enlightenment. So as we are a follower of the Shakyamuni Buddha, we call Buddhists, we have the pride of Buddhists. So if you are a real Buddhist, then we have to follow the deeds of the Shakyamuni Buddha. It said that Chidanji Tardu Deva Sum Sungore Nyadevi Tardu Viteva Rangegi Teva Tardu Rangegi Tijengi Tardu Viteva Sdi Nangi Tardu Viteva Sum Deva Di Changdun La Shani and Nyadevi Tardu Viteva Chigu Deva Ra. It said that there in the indirect meaning, it said that there are three ultimate goals. The ultimate goal of the sarvaka, the listener, the ultimate goal or the realizer, solitary realizer, or the Pratyeka Buddha, and the ultimate goal of the bodhisattva. So, in the definite meaning, we call that the enlightened, full enlightenment, which achieved by the bodhisattva, that's one, the single ultimate goal. So in the end, we can attain the supreme enlightenment. So we have to practice the Dharma. Then the In general, when the master introduced about the lower realm, the introduced us the lower realm of the Narak, hell realm, the lower realm of the hungry ghost, and the animal realms. There is such a realm like that. So in the lower realms of the hell realm, they are always feeling suffering, experience suffering. Yeah. They experience suffering not a short time, but a long time. Very difficult suffering, very painful suffering the hell being experienced in that state of realms. And then hungry ghosts, they experience the hunger and thirst at all the time. And animal beings, they also have the other attacking each other, and so on. So in the hell realm, the different types of hell beings experience the different types of suffering. There are two hell beings, they experience such a suffering, the suffering that, and when they're carrying the horse cart, it's very difficult to pull it. It's very difficult to pull it, and then one puller, hell being, is a very poor, and then the person who ride the cart, and then he press the one javelin or the arrow, the three arrow javelin on that poor being, and then he fall down, and then other the second his partner and hell being and told that, oh, he should not feel such a suffering and experience. And he generated the compassion to him, the other partner, and then he thought that, oh, how nice it should be free his suffering and problems. And from that he thought that how it should be nice if all the hell beings will be free from the suffering, experience of suffering. And when he generated that thought of the pure compassion towards the other hell beings, then he talked to the horse rider of that cart. He talked to him, he requests to him, oh, let me to do that cart only by myself. I will take that responsibility myself. Let him free from this suffering and problems. And when he talked that, and when he had such a responsibility thought of the free to that hell beings and other hell beings, then the protector of the hell realm told to him, oh. Then he threw a javelin to him, and he was dead. And instead, after he did just, he was born in a very good realm, what we call the 33rd realm of the celestial being, like a lift tower. To you are at instead you are here at the first floor, and then when you push the button, right? When you push the button. And then the electrician or the engineer is their power that you can arrive just a few seconds. You can arrive on the 33rd place of the top place of the tower, too, maybe in the Seattle or the past, too. Then you can see whole Seattle, right? You can see whole Seattle and other place. So like that example, that's the one, the ordinary biography of the our Buddha, our beloved Buddha, our respected Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni. That is the Dhamma Jumnen De Nyuma, Dhamma Chanshi Shudu Thu Ke, because Su Nyewe Shung Da Kendo Chung Be Tse, Dhamma Chanshi Shudu Thu Ke, it's in short in Tibetan, okay? So that's the biography ordinary of the Shakyamuni Buddha. As we listen the Buddha Shakyamuni biography and listen the many Dharma, and when we go outside, we will see very poor people, very sickness people, illness people, very poor insect, and so on outside too. At that time, If we thought that, oh, it doesn't matter, he will feel suffering, it don't care me. If we thought like that motivation, that's not right motivation, or that's not right thinking after listening to the Dharma. And if we have such a thinking like that, then the master said that the We often like this, just what we call the dry listening, not correct listening. When we listen to the Dharma, precious Dharma, it's very nice. And then sometimes we may drop tears from our eyes, which seems very sad. And when we left the Dharma place and the master's teachings, when we go outside, then if someone has a problem and suffering, then we might thought that it doesn't matter, that's his suffering. He will solve his suffering and problem. I don't care, true. I don't want to even watch and listen to that problem and suffering. And then at that time, at the great, those masters said that listening, just listening, it doesn't go to the practice. So we should not be motivation like that. So when we left the place, then we might thought that we have to remember our listening teachings, the advice of the Shakyamuni Buddha, what he has done in the past, we have to carry those practices. It says the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha is the practice of the future disciple like us. The biography of the Guru Atisha is the practice for us. The biography of the Lama Tsongkhapa is practice for special for the Gelugpa students. And if you are real Kagyupa students, then the biography of the Milarepa is a practice of you. Then Dharma grows through Dharma is more interesting. Then it says that So the meaning of the Dharma is in order to control our mind, subdue our mind. If we subdue our mind, if we pacify our mind, then Dharma goes and Dharma support and help to us. At the beginning, our mind is very darkness. Our mind is very attachment. Our mind is very ignorant. Listen to the Dharma time after time. Listen with a careful. After that, listening to the Dharma, then if our mind changing from the negative side to the positive side, then it benefits, the Dharma and teaching benefits to us. If our mind is not good at the beginning for all the sentient beings, and after when we listen to the Dharma, when we can develop the compassion and loving kindness to all the sentient beings, then Dharma benefits to us. Then we become, we're starting to the good Dharma practitioner. Last week, Mother Day, Sunday. So here are some disciples or the students. I talked about the mistake and faults of the permanent thought. So what we thought that, oh, I will not die tomorrow, I will not die next week, not die the next year, and also the next century, like that, that thinking and motivations, then we prepare for this life, prepare and researching, we run for the necessary of this life, the food, clothes, reputations, relatives, friends, partners, and so on. We run for those, the mundane requirements. Then, when we are thinking only in this life, then it says that's not dharma. Then it's not said it, you know. And chaba means somebody money dembari yinsare. So when we're thinking only in this life, then it said that someone who has grasping and attachment open only in this life, someone, then that is not the Dharma practitioner. He's out of Dharma practitioner. In this way, if we concern and contemplating very careful, then some of us, we might think that, oh, I listen to the Dharma, I read the Dharma, still I'm not the Dharma practitioner. Because it makes the border, like the border of the Mexico and the border of the America, the border of the Canada and then border of the United States. Sure. So when the people cross the Canada country to United States, when they cross the border, and then the border makes the different place. Like that example, when we concern careful, then we don't know still. We are, I don't know still, I'm the Dharma practitioner or not. We very enjoy in this life. Someone talk about me, oh, Geshe Kunchu Sanam, today you talk very nice Dharma. Oh, I would like to invite you somewhere. And then today your Dharma is very nice. Then I thought that, oh, it's nice Dharma. Even I talk Dharma, I thought, oh, it's a good reputation for me in this life. Then it's mixed by the mundane concern and other reputation. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that still, So the great scholar Tsongkhapa said in his the experience song that the eight worldly concern or the eight worldly mundane dharma is like a husk. True, the rice husk, there is no essence in the husk. The worldly husk, there is no essence in it. Just the peel of the sugar cane, like that. True, he sees like that. He said that there's nothing meaning on the ad-worldly concern if you follow it. But in our field, some people, and then we said that, oh, you need the ad-worldly dharma, sure. You need it, it's good. We express it, sure. It's not right. Therefore, we have to apply the antidote to the permanent thought, thinking that we won't die. We need the antidote for it. So Therefore, we have to practice about the benefits of the thinking impermanence and death. In the benefits of the thinking impermanence and the death, it gives the example that when the farmer plugged the field, and then the autumn plugging the field is the best time, and the dung, the different waste materials of the animals of the dung of the cow or ox is good for the field, best for the dung for the field.
但是上次啊，去，嗯，去新加坡，去缅甸那头罗，缅甸头去呢，曾经罗的超多九百多，然后新加坡也去，嗯，去接，不就接的那个古贵呢，啊，曾经接的罗的那个古贵呢，啊，曾经接的西里昂就教外了，对吧？曾经接的教外的那个古贵呢，啊，怕让你接的，那你接的那你超的，你送回来，你送回来接了呀，呢，哎，去听我把听的了呀，那你读些的那你超多九百的，那你去我米达被读些的，那你送回来，对呀，那你，嗯，全部那么亲戚也不送过去，比较多了，也空多了，so
the great scholar Singapore refers to the sutra that the best plucking is the plucking at the time of the autumn, and then the best dung is the cow and ox dung. And in this example, what is the best recognition? The best recognition is the recognition of impermanence and death. There is a reason. If someone who is the thought of impermanence and death, then he or she prefer to die too. When he and she prepare to die, then they reduce his clinging on the object of the materials, friends, relatives, house, and so on. Then he can do the benefits for the next reboot, next life. Therefore, there's a meaning that the thinking of the impermanence is death. There is a benefit, and he and she starting to practice the real dharma. And she is starting to practice the real dharma. Then the sons are energy. Chiwa midaba somebody, no, any sechima tendunyene, energy genshi megi, any tendunyene, chi mundo danyelegi tab dupura. Therefore, someone who thinks about the impermanence and death, he or she practice the morality and other virtuous actions, which benefits for the next good rebirth. Next good life, next good rebirth. Therefore, it can also reduce our daily attachment to the objects and hatred and ignorance, and also those delusions of the desire realms, the delusions of the form realms, and the delusions of the asura realms can be induced, reduced with the thought of the permanent. And the thought of the impermanence and the thought of the death. Therefore, in our daily life, there are benefits to thinking upon the subject of impermanence.
Then the sons are she, yeah. She lama comasu, yeah. She sunsela, yeah. She, cheba, cheba, yeah. She chinese, cheba, yeah. Sum chero. She chin, rapchi, she chin, dingi, she chin, tamaji, sum che. Sum chin, any, and she cheba, rapchi, in vaina, and chigalamula, goshin, chosindo, chigres, sum yora. Cheba, dingi, in any. Ani chigala mulo ya senang si mewa chini shiru hures. Tene cheba thama si ina ni ani cheba mesam si da. Tene chini shiru hures, tene chini sun hure. Then the master said that there are three practitioners, three dharma practitioners. The best dharma practitioner, the medium dharma practitioner, and then the third dharma practitioner too. The good, better, best. So, the best dharma practitioner, when they pass away this life, They're ready to go for the next rebirth. They're very happy to go the next rebirth. They're very happy to die. And then the medium Dharma practitioner, they don't hesitate to die. And then third Dharma practitioner, they don't regret to die. So as we listen to the Dharma many times, as we read the Dharma many times, we have to thinking about the subject of impermanence and death, how we will die too. The subject of death, and if we can, then we should be a best Dharma practitioner like that, enjoy to die, ready to die. If we cannot that, then we should not hesitate to die, and at least we should not regret or to die. So when we contemplate upon it, those great masters said that there are three Dharma practitioners. Then when we contemplate upon that, why they talk such a subject? And then they said that people who really did the well Dharma, the well practice, they accumulated a lot of merits. They have done all the times with the positive actions, never done a negative actions. At least they have done a little, they purify it, they confess it, the negative actions. Therefore, they are ready to die. They are ready to go next good rebirth, next high rebirth to practice the moral Dharma. So the second person hesitate because have done a little bit of negative actions and so on. And then third, regret because have done a negative action. Therefore, if we concern in our life, we have to watch background when we are starting our Dharma, when we met our guru and spiritual master, when we start to read the Dharma texts. And from that starting point, we might be a little changed. Before that, we are very ordinary beings. We always do the negative actions, negative thinking, negative speaking. So not only this life, in our previous life, we don't know where we come from. Right now we say that we come from different places. Some people say that, I was a naturalization of this country. I was born here. True. I am real American. And some person said that, I come from Vietnam. True. In that time, I was in Vietnam. And after that, I come here. Some from Korea, some from Mexico, some from Tibet, some from the India, some from Malaysia, some from Singapore, Korea. The different people come in this United States of America too, comes from different country. So like that, if we analyze in our previous life, the great scholar Singapore said that, when we think about the past, previous life, then we don't know where we come from. Some we come from the hell beings, some we come from the animal beings, some of us come from the higher rebirth of the human beings, or the asuras, or the celestial beings. You come here, getting here. You are listening to the Dharma, I am talking the Dharma. We came here from the different place, previous different life, we came here, getting here. It was by our the positive karmic actions. Therefore, at this time, when we has gained the human rebirth, so this human rebirth, we have to bring the essence for next rebirth. Therefore, I remember that, by the way, the subject I'm talking about is the impermanence, right? One day, we will die. No one can stop the death. The Lord of Death, no one can stop. There is no power, such a millionaire, such a scientist, whoever, doctor, or mechanic, the politician, no one can stop our die. So one day, we have to let this physical body. Before that, we have to bring the essence of life. Therefore, Oh, 디나네 양고 정권을 뭐 쉬지 뭐 정과 보신 몇 번도 제외 전제 내가 수 아니 지기실에 이제 뭐 고고당 지기실에 역시 지루리 시행랑서시 소생원에 삼로마도네 대바이네 고코네 대바이네 아니 전조동세도 신의 방부시라로 와 전제 선선 대조 위탱톱에 딜이야 텐톱에 다른 위탱톱에 딜이야 아니 시주방데 님고랑시야 전제 선선 님고 담배시 담배시 전에 님고랑고를 송어라 Therefore, that said by the Gundamba masters, it's very fortunate. Our time is very fortunate time. We are very lucky that we have obtained, possessed the human physical body, human mind or the mental attitude. And then we met the masters. We met the Dharma of the Shakyamuni Buddha in general. We met the pure Dharma of the Guru Tsongkhapa in particular. So at this time, very nice time, lucky time, favorable conditions, at this time, we abandon those mundane activities like a house, like a trash mundane activity, and then bring the essence of the Dharma. At this time, this life, this month, the special month of the Buddha Shakyamuni too. So it's very interesting to stop here. Please, I just request you or myself also to do the Dharma, to bring the essence of the life. Today I talk about this subject about the benefits of the impermanence and the Bodhicitta, which depends on the loving kindness and compassion, and then how to talk the Dharma. In this way, I will stop here, and then we will pray the quick return of the Latin Bhushan and then Geshe-la, Master Geshe-la Tsulim Gyaltsen after when we do the salt offering after the 12:15, right? So. We will dedicate. I forgot what the master said one dona ane taja ki chechenye che balatene chino konso kyam ki chimbo u tenzen ki gibo da mana kungwan san shin guze rin wa da ane sanje ki temba yurin do ne ba da ai chigden ki kam di chen yudu chen do dongye ki na besin je chenye ji yo ba tamje nyu do dongye la chawa da dona ma gen sin je tamje tinye ki chibal ti chen yu dongwa ba zo ba sanja ba gyur gyur chims as the dedication
made His Holiness Dalai Lama and then other spiritual master remain a very long life, very healthy life. Made the Dharma remain very long, and also the living beings, sentient beings, whoever have starvations, sufferings, thirst, and so on, they never have such a sufferings in future. And in short, all the mother sentient beings may attain the supreme enlightenment in very short and quickly. Then we will see up here, right? Okay, we will see up here the 12:15, right? Thank you very much for your patience, okay, and reflection.